Today's Mishnah in Masechet Taharot, brought to you by Eretz HaKedesh, is Perek Tet, Mishnah Dalet. Now, remember that there is a halacha, an overall halacha, that during the time, this was a big sugya in Chagiga, that even though normally an Am Haaretz is not believed when it comes to Inyanim of Tuma V'Taira, but during the actual season of the time of the Batin, the halacha is that even an Am Haaretz is Ne'eman to say that this was done B'Taira, because everybody wants to make sure that they go to the mikveh and that the truma that's going to be taken away from the shemen that they make is going to be usable. And as a matter of fact, all year round, we believe Am Haaretz, incredibly, even though normally we're much, much more machmir on Hegdesh than we are on normal things. But if the Am Haaretz brings something to the Beis HaMikdash, so he is believed legabe its tyra. This because otherwise, as Beit Shammai pointed out, what do we want? That everybody should make their own Beis HaMikdash and build their own Mizbeach? I mean, we can't make these kind of dinim not to allow people to bring things to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so then if it's during the time in which the person would be believed, so fine. He could come along as an Am Haaretz and he could actually say this is all tahar and take off truma b'tahara. Problem in this Mishnah, again, it's a fascinating Mishnah because it takes everything for granted. I mean, it takes all of this knowledge for granted, as if everybody for sure has already finished Chagiga, and it doesn't tell you what the case is. And we're talking about specifically a case where he had already finished the Zman of the bonding. That's the problem over here. And so, okay, it's the Zman Agitot is over, and he wants to come along. The Zman HaBadim is over. Normally, we believe you on Yayin V'Shemen during the Zman HaGitot V'HaBadim. And the problem is he wants to make sure that he can give this to a Kohen, and it can be used for Truma, and even though it's after that time. Okay, so how can he be certain that we're going to accept it from him? So what he can do is, he's Gomer et Zetav. It's basically after the season of the Gitot and Batim. So, if he leaves over kupa achat, he leaves over one container of his olives that had not yet been put into his bad at all, he can then, since they're still not processed, and they're still in the original box, and they haven't been squished, even to be warmed up, and so on, so those are tar, because we said they're not even mukshar l'kabel tumah. Remember, they're only mukshar l'kabel tumah once they're inside the ma'atein. We're over there. He's necha that the water, the mohal that comes from the zeitim, should be makshar them, and then it would be actually, it's shayach that they're tumah. But otherwise, as we said before in that wild Mishnah, even if you've got Zavin and Zavot that are trampling over all, it doesn't make any difference because they're not mukshar l'kabel tumah. And there's absolutely no impact of tumah on them at all. So certainly we're not concerned over here of the tumah's Am Haaretz. And therefore, he can make them now actually into oil, because if the Kohen is there, yitnena le'inei Kohen, he can put them into the actual press if the Kohen is there. And then the Kohen is going to make sure that from this point forwards, where they could have been mekabel tumah, that no one will touch them and that everything should be kosher. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says what he can do is he can put everything into the bud if the moment that he finishes, he takes the key, locks the bud, and gives it to the mashgiach, who is the kohen, or the chaver, and he takes the mafteach miyad, the same day that he finishes, he brings it to the kohen. Why? Because for him, it still is the zman of the gitos and the badim, because he's still pressing these olives. So for him, it's the bud. And therefore, he can now say that all of his things are tahor. Rabbi Shimon says that's true, but only in the event that it's within me'et le'et. So you say that he has to bring it immediately, which learned at least on the same day. I say that it doesn't even need to be immediate. If it's done within 24 hours, then that means that it's part of this particular individual's zman of the body. And in that case, everything would be tahor. Perek Tet, Mishnah Hey. Now, there are times where a small householder will actually not use a bad. He just wants to make a little bit of oil from a few olives that he's got. So what he does, he puts them inside of something that he can crush them in, and he would then put them in like a mortar and pound on them. And then he would be able to, because they were softened, not through the normal softening with the whole thing of putting them in the matin and having them warm through oxidation and become soft and smushy. He actually smushes them. So he puts them in a kotesh. So, I mean, yer zeitim ba kotesh. In order for them, shiyim ton, shiyu nochin lichtosh. So he wants them to get soft in order that he should be able to press them. And this way, he doesn't have, like, he's not a big businessman who can do all of this. He just wants to get something done fast. So then he crushes them. Fine. Then they are considered to be muksha, exactly as if they had been put in the ma'atein because he wants it. So you're right. Normally, if he's not ready with the whole big crop in the matin, where he's got, sometimes he has to go and buy it in the supermarket in order to be enough olives like we had before in the Mishnah, or even borrow some from neighbors. But in this case, they would be moksha because he's basically doing a small private run. How about if he puts it into this kotesh, shiim tonu shiim lachem? He's not doing it in order for them to be in the end turned into olive oil. He only wants them for eating, and he wants them to get a little bit softer, and that way he can salt them, and he'll put them in a jar, and he'll have delicious olives for eating, which is basically when you buy olives for eating, you know, with a little pimento inside, really cute. So in this case, he's not interested in turning them into oil. So what's the deal over there? So Beit Shammai says, afal pikein, they are mukshorim because this person is still happy for them, because if they have the mochal on them, that makes them easier to process, and the salt sticks to it, and therefore he's happy with it, and it's still considered to be there for kiyitain, as if the kiyutam is dumya to kiyitain. Whereas Beit Hillel Oimrim, no, enam mukhsharim, he wants it ready later, not when he puts it into the kotesh. What good is it for him now when he puts it into the kotesh, tanis Beit Hillel? Actually, he will that way lose some of the taste if it starts leaking out now. So when he's ready to actually go ahead and to finish them, and then he's going to do the salting, that's the Gemara Malacha. So there's two issues over here, and the two issues are actually Bachlokas in the Farshia Mishnah. What is the main problem over here? Is the problem that it's not Gemara Malacha? And since it's not Gemar Malacha, whatever it is that you had set yourself up to be the point at which it's considered to be roi for use, only at that time is it considered to be a ma'achal. You weren't planning to have it as a ma'achal before that. So something where it's lo nigmar malachtam is also not going to be mekabel tuma. And the other question is it his desire for the muhal, or is it not? So this is a big machlokas. So the Rosh learns that the question over here is a question of whether it's ki yitan dumya le ki yitain. The Rambam learns that it's the question of whether it's gemar malacha. And the Mefarshei HaMishnah over here, the different Mefarshim take different approaches. The Bartanurad uses the approach of the Rambam. Some of the more recent Mefarshim take the Rosh. Okay. In other cases, we've had two cases so far. He wants to make a small run of olive oil. He wants to make olives that are going to be eaten as salted olives. Or how about if he is potseya zeitin biadayim tmeot? Here's a guy. He's not making a run of anything. He just wants some olives, right? So he goes ahead and he picks an olive and he squeezes it in his hands. Now his hands, he didn't do netilas yadayim before. So basically he's got stam yadayim and stam yadayim are metame mashkin. So in this case, whatever comes out of them, we view it as shemen and he wants it because this is the way that he can feel that it tastes good. And therefore, everybody would be made it that since this is actually squeezed, it's not just that it leaked out. It's not a zeya. It was actually squeezed by him. True, it was an olive by olive basis, but this is the oil of that olive. So in that case, it's mamish, according to anybody, is considered to be a mashke, and mashke that touches yadayim is considered to be tame for sure. Okay, lovely. This adds a new sense of shemen. That's how the Chazon Ish learns the sugya here. Excellent, Rabbosai.